This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. and Israel are discussing ways to scale back major combat operations in the Hamas war, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
There are growing calls for a ceasefire, which the U.S. has rejected. Still, it's urging a shift to more targeted operations in Gaza, which Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin says was part of his talks in Tel Aviv with Israeli counterpart Yoav Gallant.
How to reduce harm to civilians in the battle space.
While the U.S. is worried about the high number of civilian deaths in Gaza, Austin specifies this is Israel's operation.
And I'm not here to dictate timelines.
Gallant said last week major combat operations will last several more months. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden's administration officials are hoping revived talks underway in the Israel-Gaza war will yield another round of hostage releases in exchange for a temporary ceasefire and humanitarian aid, U.S. National Security Council John Kirby said Monday.
I can't report to you a date certain or tell you in good faith that there is another deal that's imminent. All I can do is assure you that we continue to work this very, very hard and literally every day.
Attacks on commercial vessels in the Red Sea by Yemen's Houthi rebels have scared off some of the world's top shipping companies and oil giants. That has effectively rerouted global trade away from a crucial artery for consumer goods and energy supplies that is expected to trigger delays and rising prices. BP said Monday it's decided to temporarily pause all transits through the Red Sea. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. This is VOA News. International monitors have said Serbia's 10th weekend snap vote was held in unjust conditions, and they urged the authorities to investigate reports of abnormalities as opposition supporters took to the streets to protest. A mission compromising representatives of international rights watchdog organizations said in a preliminary statement the vote was, quote, marred by harsh rhetoric, bias in the media, pressure on public sector employees, and misuse of public resources. An early official vote count of Sunday's ballot has confirmed victory for the ruling populist party in the parliamentary vote, but an opposition group said it was robbed in the local election in Belgrade, which would not recognize the results and would demand a rerun of the ballot. Kenya and the European Union move closer to sealing an economic partnership agreement that will grant the East African nations exports duty-free status and unlimited access to the bloc, officials said on Monday. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo has more.
The EU is one of Kenya's biggest export markets. Last week, the deal was approved by the European Union Council. It will now be presented to the parliaments of both sides for ratification before it comes into force. Kenya is a major exporter of tea, coffee, flowers, fruits and vegetables to the EU, which accounts for 21% of its overall exports. The country buys machinery, pharmaceuticals and other chemicals from the EU. Bilateral trade between the two stood at a total of 3.3 billion euros in 2022, EU and Kenya government data showed, making it the East African nation's second largest trade partner.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. A new study finds flooding is driving increasing amounts of people to move out of their homes. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A new study finds the scale of flood risk and climate change are pushing millions to move from their homes. In the first two decades of the 21st century, the threat of flooding convinced more than 7 million people to avoid risky areas or abandon places that were risky, according to the journal Nature Communications and research by risk analysis organization First Street Foundation. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Pope Francis has formally approved allowing priests to bless same-sex couples. The Vatican issued a new document explaining a radical change in Vatican policy by insisting that people seeking God's love and mercy shouldn't be subject to, quote, an exhaustive moral analysis to receive it. The document from the Vatican's Doctrine Office was released Monday. It elaborates on a letter Francis sent to two conservative cardinals and published in October. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.